With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Ukraine is calling Russia the real obstacle to peace after an overnight attack on Kiev. At least 9 people killed, more than 70 others injured. The government out with some stable economic numbers today.
According to the Labor Department, U.S. applications for jobless benefits were up modestly last week to 222,000. 2,000 more than forecasted. At the same time, the total number of Americans receiving unemployment benefits for the week of April 12th fell by 37,000 to 1.84 million. March's reading for the purchases of durable goods rose 9.2% to a total of $26.6 billion, as reported by the Census Bureau. George Williams, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump is frustrated that Ukrainian President Zelensky refuses to even consider ceding Crimea to Russia as part of a potential peace deal.
The president is not asking Ukraine to recognize Crimea. Nobody has asked them to do that. What he is asking is for people to come to the negotiating table recognizing that this has been a brutal war for far too long. And in order to make a good deal, both sides have to walk away a little bit unhappy.
Vice President Vance says the Ukraine negotiations have reached a crucial turning point. Authorities say a man set wooden pallets on fire and failed to properly put them out in New Jersey's Pine Barrens, sparking a quick-moving wildfire with smoke affecting the air quality in the New York City area and beyond. Officials say a 19-year-old Weirton man is facing aggravated arson and arson charges in connection with the southern New Jersey wildfire. So many people lined up to see a late Pope Francis lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica that the Vatican kept the doors open all night long. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 75 points. This is SRN News. Drag Queen Story Hour goes nationwide.
Instances of local libraries hosting men dressed as women reading picture books to small children began as an isolated phenomenon. But now an organization called Drag Story Hour has established a website to bring these performances to places all across the country. DSH has affiliates in 27 cities that will help book Drag Queen Story Hour at any public library. The organization is also establishing affiliates in foreign countries to export the practice. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison has filed a preemptive lawsuit against President Trump over transgenderism. Mr. Trump has declared that Title IX does not allow boys to play against girls on school sports teams or use female bathrooms, and the administration has filed a lawsuit against Maine over the issue. Ellison believes that Minnesota is next and decided to take preemptive legal action. This is SRN News. This may explain some Oscar wins.
Have you ever wondered how a questionable film won an Oscar? This may be the reason. Members of the Academy were not required to watch the films. Oscar voters are now required to actually watch the movies they are voting on. The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences made the announcement Monday, along with other updates. Up until now, actually seeing the nominated film was only required for voting in certain Oscar categories, like Best Documentary and Best International Film. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
China has been investing heavily in its space program, and it seems to be producing results. China has launched 3 astronauts on a mission to replace the crew members on board China's space station. The launch comes as Beijing's plans for a manned mission to the moon draw closer. More details at SRNNews.com.